National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters today that even as hostilities begin again in the Gaza Strip, diplomatic efforts are continuing behind the scenes.
We're still talking about trying to find a way forward on hostages. We're talking about sustaining and expanding the humanitarian assistance, making it into Gaza. And we're talking about, of course, the status of Israel's military operation as it defends itself against a terrorist organization that has declared its intent to repeat the October 7th massacres again and again and again.
Sullivan said Israel has agreed to areas in Gaza where no military actions will be carried out.
They have also indicated that there are areas where there will be no strike zones. And in those zones, we do expect Israel to follow through on not striking.
Sullivan said the difficulty in a crowded urban area like Gaza is striking a balance between Israel's right to eliminate the Hamas security threat while protecting the lives of non-combatants.
We have laid out our expectation that in the areas that Israel has asked people to go, that it ensure the safety and security of civilians, and that it do so in the conduct of its military operations, and that it do so in the facilitation of humanitarian assistance getting to them.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller said that in this latest round of fighting, the Israeli military has taken a neighborhood-by-neighborhood approach to civilian evacuation orders.
The Israeli Defense Forces have identified specific neighborhoods where they plan to conduct military operations and urged in advance of those operations the people in those neighborhoods to move, rather than telling an entire city or an entire region to vacate their homes. So that is an improvement on what's happened before.
Miller said these evacuation zones will be UN-run deconfliction zones. However, Miller said, in war, there are no perfect weapons that only target combatants.
That is sadly true in all wars. It is especially going to be true in a war in a crowded urban environment where the opponent, Hamas, is using civilians as human shields and hiding themselves, hiding their fighters, hiding their infrastructure behind civilians.
Meanwhile, the White House is urging Congress to approve supplemental military funding for both Ukraine and Israel. However, some Democratic lawmakers want to make the aid to Israel conditional on it taking greater care to minimize harm to civilians. Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, have been calling for the supplemental aid to be linked with increased security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Senate Republicans know that national security begins with border security. And we've made it crystal clear that in order to pass the Senate, any measure we take up in the coming days must include serious policy changes designed to get the Biden administration's border crisis under control.
Senate Leader Chuck Schumer said immediate national security interests should take precedent over disputes over what he called extreme immigration measures favored by Republicans.
Autocrats, dictators are waging war against democracy, against our values, against our way of life. That's why passing this supplemental is so important. It could determine the trajectory of democracy for years to come. We are at a moment in history.
There's no hard and fast deadline for lawmakers to pass a supplemental bill, which could hypothetically stretch into next year. But the White House said Monday it would run out of aid for Ukraine by the end of the year without congressional action. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.